I'm Barbara Gray. Growing up, our vacation abode consisted of a couple of forest green canvas tents set up in a piney woods on the shores of Lake Michigan. On that long drive north, we occasionally shared the road with one of those silver bullet-shaped Airstream trailers. There was generally ample time to contemplate their design, as on a two-lane road, traffic behind them tended to be backed up for some distance. So we would ponder the design, certainly iconic, but was it archaic or futuristic or just shiny? And above all, what did they look like inside? Karen Flett, author of Living the Airstream Life, has come along to provide answers to those questions and much more, and certainly to extend an open invitation for folks to follow J.R.R. Tolkien's suggestion, all who wonder are not lost, and to do it in a reasonably comfortable way. As it happens, Airstream trailers are handcrafted right here in Jackson Center, Ohio. Apparently, it all began with a dream to offer a more satisfying, meaningful way to travel without sacrificing the comforts of home. Over 85 years later, 70% of the legendary travel trailers and touring coaches are still in use, and demand for them is greater than ever, not only for travel, but as stationary dwellings. The interior of the trailers featured in Living the Airstream Life are as varied as the people who live in them. A Nashville troubadour has stained the wood siding in his trailer an antique teal with the classic half-moon-shaped cutout seen on outside privies on his bathroom door and created something of a gypsy wagon look. Another Airstream, with an eclectic but somewhat Mediterranean decor, is the ultimate surf shack for a writer and was a 20th anniversary gift from his wife. Yet another Airstream, the Overlander model, has a Ralph Lauren-inspired interior. It can sleep four, is fully centrally heated and air-conditioned, has a surround sound system, two TVs, an oven, cooktop, fridge, walk-in shower, toilet, and basin, with a number of windows to keep it light and airy inside. The English country retreat features a fully functioning fireplace. Restoring Airstreams is another venture. A couple in England imports vintage trailers and renovates the interiors. In America, a young woman who designs silver jewelry has extended her love of all things silver to Airstream trailers. She restores them and uses them for her own outdoor adventures, as well as providing them for rentals for weddings and special occasions. There are Airbnb Airstream trailers you can vacation in, both in the U.S. and abroad. Some families choose to live in them and road school their children as they travel to actual historic and geographic sites. Going back to the beginning of the Airstream trailers in the 1930s, the Torpedo Car Cruiser was the first factory-produced Airstream. It was teardropped in shape, and initially you could buy plans or do-it-yourself kits. The first factory-made models, the Silver Bullet and the Silver Cloud, were made of masonite. Inside, there was an icebox and hand-pumped water supply, but no bathroom or power or running water. Next came the Clipper, in the shape of an airplane fuselage, which was the first aluminum and rivets trailer. It was 19 feet long, and the interior was made of laminated wooden panels. In the 1970s, the Argosy design was introduced and was nicknamed the Painted Airstream. It was made of steel, had large panoramic windows, and lent itself to being painted a variety of colors, as well as, in one case, a mural. There was a 75th anniversary Airstream with its exquisite interior and a base camp model at 16 feet long, mimicking the original Torpedo model. Airstream trailers vary in length from about 16 feet to over 35 feet. If you're looking to buy one, the best bets are apparently ones from the 1980s and early 90s. If you decide Airstream travel is for you, there are a number of organizations and websites to help you plan your journey, make reservations, and get on the road again. If you'd like more information about living the Airstream life, you can go to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.